From WFUV in New York, this is the FUV Music Review. Learn more about us and support this service at WFUV.org.
Claudia Marshall with you, weekday mornings on WFUV. If I was king of the universe, we would live in a world where people would line up at midnight to get the new Chuck Prophet record. It is out now. It is called Let Freedom Ring, and the celebrated music critic Anthony DeCurtis is with us once again to take a listen. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, I'm happy to celebrate.
I
want to run
with a good time crowd. And there's such a great backstory here that he went to Mexico City to make this record, and it turned out to be the height of the swine flu outbreak at the time.
Exactly. And, you know, Mexico City is not necessarily the kind of place that you're going to go for, like, a calm, quiet, you know, record-making experience. You know, you're going into a wild town to begin with, and the swine flu epidemic, you know, complicated things. He went into a studio that he goes, you know, I went in there, I clapped my hands and just said, this studio is perfect. It's state of the art for 1957. And I think that kind of old-fashioned sort of tube sound, you know, which I think is what he's talking about, is very much suited to him.
Let there be gossip, let it be cruel. I'll still be home if
he may have made this record in Mexico City, but it's definitely an American record.
Finally, that's Chuck Prophet's great theme. I mean, like his name or his chosen name, Prophet, which is P-R-O-P-H-E-T, you know, gets at that bardic American quality. But there's also Prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, and, you know, that kind of commercial, you know, more meretricious aspect of America. And I think he gets at both those aspects of what America is. He gets the nastiness and he gets the sweetness of what America is about. And Let Freedom Ring, you know, that great kind of patriotic phrase, which he does with, you know, the kind of reverse exclamation points, more typical of Spanish, is, you know, it's just a song that gets at the freedom that I think rock and roll represents for Chuck Prophet. It gets at the kind of freedom that America does represent. And, you know, you're as free as you want to be and as free to get yourself in as much trouble as you want to get into. And, you know, Let Freedom Ring, once again, that kind of shoots that gap very nicely.
He's a cool bottle to the heavens above while the creatures struggle in the tide.
One of the elements of, you know, making a record in Mexico City, there's a song on here called Barely Exist, which I think talks about immigration in a very kind of hands-on way. And, you know, I think gets at that feeling in the American Southwest of where are we exactly, you know, and which side of the border are we on? And I think Chuck Prophet just thrives in environments like that. The kind of wilder, less possible to discern, you know, where all the boundaries are, the better he is as a writer, the more fun he has.
And when you barely exist, you're a long way from that, and you're a long way from this. When you barely exist, who's gonna miss you when you're gone?
He strikes a nice balance there between the sweet and the sour. I think there's definitely a kind of a satirical yet fun-loving feel to a lot of these songs.
Completely. I think American Man is another example of that. Taking this idea of the American man, getting at, you know, these kind of, you know, stated good intentions, this kind of friendly bluster. Also, you know, a person capable of doing a lot of damage.
American man up on the mound with the orange alert and the new wave sound.
You know, you could listen to it, get all that, and still, you know, be responding to a great song. You know, that's the kind of thing that Chuck Prophet does really well.
The new one from Chuck Prophet called Let Freedom Ring is out today. And Anthony DeCurtis is contributing editor at Rolling Stone. And next week, we'll take a listen to the new one from Ricky Lee Jones. See you then, Anthony.
Okay. I'll be back.
Torn like a page from the book of the damned. I'm your American man. American man, three times your size, with blood on my lips, milk in my eyes.
From WFUV in New York, this is the podcast of FUV's Music Review. Learn more about us and support this service at WFUV.org.